y'all. It's Rosie on the house, the outdoor living segment. Walking around the back of the barn here to see if we can find Mr. Harper. Maybe napping on a hay bale back here or something around here.
No, I'm up going. It's nice out.
Oh, man, is it?
Woo!
It is delicious out there.
15 degrees cooler this morning.
Something happened. There we go. Okay, now I'm here.
15 degrees.
15 degrees cooler this morning than two mornings ago. I think Monday it was 110.
In the morning?
No. High. No, thank goodness. And it's only going to be 90s something today. I saw 80 degree highs in the 80s by next weekend. Knock on wood. 70s, 60s at night.
My favorite
part. Luscious.
Yeah, baby.
All of this aside from just personal enjoyment. When I get home yesterday, the kids have been out playing since about 3 o'clock. And they continue until after about dark when we're done with chores and go inside. Everybody's asleep at 8.
Yeah. They can actually burn up some energy outside. You feel like, yeah, I walked out of a meeting yesterday afternoon, middle of the day, and walked outside and went, oh.
This is nice.
It's not so bad out. Liking this.
Yeah. So. Gotta plants, love this time of year.
Plants and soil have got to be thinking the same
thing.
Well,
the plants are going to recover. You know, they're going to look just instantaneously better. And, of course, it couldn't happen at a, you know, just a better time. Middle of September when we're getting ready to plant fall vegetables and winter lawns and trees and shrubs. It's the best time to plant virtually everything in here in the low desert. So, thank goodness. You know, we kind of earned this one. It was a tough summer, I think. Maybe I'm just getting old, but, you know, July and early part of August just kind of whooped my fanny. You know, it was tough.
Well, if you've got a garden landscape question, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can send an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you've got a little help with plant or insect identification, we can take a look and see if we can help you identify what it is. And I keep meaning to bring you a picture. And I have got a weed that grows about that tall that when it takes over an area, it takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks, it's like a little miniature, what do you call those? Italian cypress. You know, it grows in that same uniform, straight up structure. But, man, when it gets around one of my tree wells, mm-hmm. you turn around, and it's consumed the entire tree well.
Hmm. Is it kind of needly, kind of look like a pine a little bit, or is it?
No.
No? Okay.
Maybe I'll have one of the kids, if they're listening, run out and take a picture of the pecan tree and send it to Daddy. Because I don't want to hit it hard, because it grows – it's around all of my my fruit trees and my nut trees.
Where it's getting water.
So I don't want to hit it hard with a Roundup because obviously I don't want to kill the tree.
Yeah.
So, man.
Well, it might be one of those. Be better off if are they really hard to pull or are they pretty well rooted?
Very well rooted.
Yeah. Hmm.
You pull them, they break off. You hardly get the root.
Okay.
I have to soak it for hours and then get out there and pull it by hand and.
Well, let's figure it out. So we don't want a forest or something out there we don't want.
It takes over. It's good. But anyway, if we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner, 1-888-767-4348. We talked a little last time you were in about fall vegetable planting, and we were right up the time to start putting seeds in or getting our soil ready to put the seeds in. Or I walked out the door this morning. I thought, man, we're ready.
Yeah. You know, of course, some people have been doing it. A lot of our farmers are right in the throes of it. I mean, they've been planting and getting ready. So now with these cooler nights, you know, if you haven't gotten your ground ready, boy, I'd jump on it and get it done here in the next week or two because it's time. You know, so we have this long list of things that you can start planting in the middle of September, most of which are, you know, are leafy type crops, so spinaches and lettuce and chard and kale and, you know, of course, the root crops, the onions, the radishes, beets, carrots, turnips. And then, you know, there's some unique things like, you know, the baking type squashes, you know, the acorns and the Hubbards and the bigger gourd type squashes that you can grow in the wintertime. So lots and lots and lots of stuff. You know, usually size of your garden is kind of the limiting factor when it comes to your fall and winter garden. And it's a long season. So you can kind of multi-crop things. You could have things coming on, plant a few, wait a month or so, plant another one. So you've got some stuff, you know, coming on behind it. Because the things we're going to plant now are going to be harvestable and thriving in the garden, you know, clear till warm weather. So that's the nice thing about it.
And started now, you will have these ready for your Thanksgiving gathering.
Oh, absolutely, especially if you take it. This is great timing of these pretty warm days, maybe even still a little bit hot, but the nights start cooling off. So that soil stays warm, the air's warm but not hot, things root really quick, things grow really quick, you get it all up and established before we get cold and things slow way down. So it's a great little timing right now for vegetables, especially the winter type crops that we're talking about.
Going into the fall, this is still citrus fertilizing season. I mean, I know we're past the holiday.
We're certainly
holiday,
past Labor Day by a couple of weeks, but boy, citrus of all the years that have needed it probably could use it this fall to recover. There's a lot of, you know, superficial damage. I mean, it's not going to hurt the trees, but a lot of sunburned leaves, you know, that tough late June, July, those 120 degree days that we had, you know, they suffered a bit. And so helping them recover is a good thing. You don't want to push them real hard, and you don't want to feed them probably much later than maybe early October. But I would get on feeding just about everything in your landscape to help it recover. The only thing we may not want to feed now and probably shouldn't is a lawn that you're going to overseed with a winter lawn here in the next few weeks.
Can you overseed too early?
Absolutely.
Is it still too early?
I think for homeowners, yes. Now you're seeing scalping going on, particularly some of the golf courses and some of the commercial guys. But if you're a golf course and October 1, you have winter visitors showing up and they want to play golf and they're going to pay, you know, a lot of money to play on your course, you want it to be ready and nice and beautiful. You know, you have to cheat and do it a little earlier than we otherwise would recommend. If you're a commercial guy and you've got 100 lawns to put in, a lot of times those guys will start scalping. Now, they won't be planting the lawn, so you may see scalping, which still we don't recommend necessarily, but I understand if, you know, you can't do 100 of them in a week. You know, so the ideal week when it's ready to do it, you can't just get them all done. So they have to start scalping earlier than we're not. If you've got one lawn, it's your home, and you want to do it, October the 15th is still the magic time frame. I mean, it's just perfect. It's still going to be warm enough. Seed's going to germinate quickly, but it's not going to be so hot that the Bermuda grass is just going to come right back. Because that's what's going to happen, and the golf courses know it. They're going to scalp, they're going to seed, and that Bermuda grass, it's still so warm, it's going to grow right back with that ryegrass that's coming up. Well, they've got the ability to take care of that later in the winter when we get a frost and all of a sudden that Bermuda does go dormant and it's mixed in there with the ryegrass. The homeowner is going to have a cruddy-looking lawn if they do that too early. Plus, it's just hard on the grass, hard on the turf. That plant doesn't want to go dormant. You're forcing it, you're stressing it, pruning it back hard. It'd be just like going out there and taking those bushes out there, those, and cutting them to the ground here in, you know, in the middle of September. They're still wanting to grow and put on new growth. It's just not a good idea. Then you're going to put a competitor right on top of it and grow this competitor in amongst it. While it's still trying to build up carbohydrates and store up its winter fat, so to speak, so it can go dormant, so it can go to sleep for the winter and stay alive until it's ready to come out of its dormancy. So we remove its ability to do that, and then we have these stressed-out lawns come June or July next year, that because we scalped too early or thatched or whatever too darn early in the year. So. Now, long answer to your question, but but basically, wait till the 15th of October if you're a homeowner.
So I guess you indirectly answered what I was really looking for. If I wanted to have this up by October 31st for a fall party at the house, I'd probably
first week of October.
It would still be
oh yeah
okay for everyone oh, yeah. to walk on by then
because it's going to come up in five to 7 days. You're going to be mowing it. So if you did it the first, you're going to be mowing it by the 15th. You're going to mow it again the 22nd. You're going to have three mowings in.
Okay.
After the second or third mowing, it's very well established. No problem having traffic on it.
Doesn't meet the magic day, but if you're trying to get ready for a specific event,
absolutely.
You can cheat it for
you wouldn't want to wait till the 15th and have only mowed it maybe once. And then it's going to be, you're going to be watering it a ton. It's going to be wet out there. So I'd cheat up a couple of weeks.
Now, have you seen these new electric line of garden tools? Briggs & Stratton has one.
The rechargeable units?
Mm-hmm.
I have.
I saw Steel has a line now.
Yes, they do.
Have you tried any of them?
Early on, the Briggs or the Black & Decker model, I have a hedge trimmer and mm-hmm. I had a line string trimmer. I really liked it. The early ones, though, the batteries just didn't, mm-hmm. I think after about 4 or 5 months, the battery went bad and I had to have that redone. And a new battery for one of those is about the price of, at that point, was about the price of a new
gas-powered
unit. No, but the price of a new recharger. So it,
gotcha.
But I like the concept, and I would guess some of these new technologies and much higher voltage and the steel products that, they've got to be pretty good.
I think I'm pretty tempted to go with one. I live in 20 miles from a gas station and going to do your lawn and start your chores and find out that all the gas has been used in the quads during the week is it sets you back on your chore deadline. I'm really tempted. So it's 1-888-767-4348.